This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Well, I don't know who he is. And she said, don't worry, he's very cute. You'll like him.
It's pianist Helen Sung talking not about a blind date, but an invitation to a Harry Connick Jr. concert that changed her life.
And I remember sitting there thinking, how come no one told me about this? You know, he was playing this music that had such verve, such life. The rhythm was just, it just made me feel like I wanted to jump out of my skin.
Helen Sung visited the KNKX Seattle studios in 2014 to play a solo set. And she talked about how she'd left her plans for a career in classical music behind to pursue jazz. Here's her tune, Hope Springs Eternally, from that session. Sung had come close to jazz as a student, literally. At the High School for the Performing and Visual Arts in Houston, Texas, kids studying jazz on the other side of the school included future stars Robert Glasper, Jason Moran, Kendrick Scott, and others. But Sung's classical studies continued. She earned a master's degree in classical performance at the University of Texas at Austin, but seeing Harry Connick Jr. in those college days stayed with her, and Sung soon found her new musical passion.
I came to realize what a huge world this music was and how weighty and full of death met such majesty and the swing feel, which is unique to jazz.
That's the Chick Corea classic Armando's Rumba from Helen Sung's 2014 session at the KNKX studios. Sung's new passion for jazz got a helping hand when she was accepted to the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz in 1995. There, she was able to work with some of her new jazz heroes.
These people were on my CDs, and now they're standing right in front of me. They created the history of jazz.
Using technical skills honed in classical music, Helen Sung embraced improvisation. Her cross-genre talents won Sung the Mary Lou Williams Jazz Piano Competition in 2007, and she's highly in demand. Sung is a member of the Mingus Big Band and the all-star ensemble Artemis, and she received a Guggenheim Fellowship in 2021. The great pianist Kenny Barron was one of Sung's mentors and gave her an important insight into the difference between classical music and jazz.
Classical, you don't step on the stage until you've perfected it in the practice room. With jazz, you step on the stage and you perfect it there.
Helen Sung showed off her classically backed jazz education in the KNKX studios with a dazzling session finale. One of the earliest jazz piano solos to be put on record and one of the most difficult to play, James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout.
This last piece is a killer. That's why I always try to play it. It kills me.
Carolina Shout. Classical discipline meets the power of swing. That's Helen Sung, just killing it. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.